But offensively, we played very well, moved the football, hit on third downs, hit some shots down the field. I thought Rudolph played well, Bradford played well. We ran the ball better and more physically today. We kept the quarterback clean. You know, we had five takeaways, obviously, with four on defense and the one on special teams. So it's a good way to win. So we're ready to move forward. Questions?
Mike, does it feel, in a sense, kind of bittersweet, though, sitting here at 8-8, great performance today, but knowing that this is it, you're not going to be here next week, the week after?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a tough, you know, it's a good win, but it's, you know, it's tough that, you know, that's the end of it. You know, we did things today like we did early in the year. We had turnovers and we played physical and, you know, we just didn't do it enough toward the latter part of the year.
What specifically did you like about Sam Bradford's performance today, and what can you say about a season overall? Obviously, you got the completion percentage record.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you set an NFL record, that's pretty good. You usually have a pretty good year. I know you were asking about the trade a while back, so now you can evaluate it. But I think he played well. I think he played well all year. He took good care of the football. When there was times when he hummed it in there, he needed to put a little extra on it. There was times when he had touch passes, made a nice couple throws to Rudolph, some nice throws to, you know, McKinnon for the first touchdown. So, yeah, I thought he played well.
How will you approach heading into next season with Bridgewater's injury and Bradford?
You know what, tomorrow we start the process of what we need to do to go forward with things. We'll evaluate everything, we go forward, and we'll go from there. My job is to take some time off, not off, but take some time, evaluate where we're at, what we need to get better at, where we need to go from at that point, and then we'll make all the decisions we need to make together, Rick and I.
If this is indeed it for Chad Greenway, what has it been like coaching him the past 3 years?
You know, really, I don't want to get into all this what-if stuff, you know, down the road, but Chad is a true professional. He's a leader in the community, leader on the field. He's a tremendous competitor. You know, this guy that truly always be one of my best guys. But, you know, I really don't want to get into any of the, well, what if, you know, this is, and what if that, and next week, and all this stuff. So if we want to talk about the Bears, we can do that. And if not, then leave.
In terms of Adam Thielen today, he had the great game last week, needed 40 yards to get to 1,000, but just one catch, 7 yards. What was the difference? Why wasn't he a key part tonight?
You know, I honestly don't care about individual awards or statistics or, you know, we threw the ball the open guy today. Simple as that.
Were you able to get a kind of read on how Rashad Hill played stepping in for T.J. Clemmings?
You know, I don't think he did too bad. I know that he had one mental error at least, but you know, he's kind of looked like he did out there today in practice the last few weeks.
Xavier Rhodes gets his fifth interception. Did this season play out for him the way you were expecting this offseason?
Well, the one thing that Xavier has not done very well in the past is catch the ball, and he's made a lot of catches, you know, five of them, so that's pretty good. I think Xavier's had a good year. You know, he's a great kid, great competitor, tries to do his very best every single day, walks into the building, always got a smile on his face, always trying to learn, gets frustrated sometimes, probably with me more than anybody, but he's a good kid.
What was your take on the two protesters and that giant sign that was unfurled?
What protesters?
Did you not notice the big U.S. Bank protest sign?
Mike, when you see
anything between the 100-yard lines, I've noticed, but not that.
They were about above the five, I think.
Huh?
They were about above the five, I think.
I honestly, I swear to God, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Not once. I didn't even, nothing.
Mike, when you say you're going to, Obviously, take a couple of days before you start to dig deeper into what's going on and analyzing what's happening in the offseason. Can you give us a glimpse of what that process is like? Is it going through film all the time, your own initial notes, and how does that process work between now and you get back with Rick Spielman and talking about how you move forward here?
I can talk to you more about it on Tuesday, I guess it is, right?
Okay.
But I've got written down a list of at least 2 pages of things that I either don't like or need to evaluate better, schedule for the coaches. Next week we'll evaluate all the players and all that stuff. But it's really about the process of moving forward. You know, why we didn't do this good, why we didn't do it. I mean, there's a million things that I have to go through as a process, and then put it on the calendar of when I want it accomplished and when we want to go from there.
Mike, how are you doing with your eye?
It's the same. If I close it, I can't see you. With some of the people in here, I would like to close it, but I'm just kidding. I was talking about my daughter, actually. Anything else? All right, thank you.